The Kangaroo Advocate. I'm going to have to keep this. Page 93. Most people can probably agree that kangaroos are, without a doubt, one of the cutest animals on the planet. There's something about those big brown eyes and big ears that just makes us melt. They're like giant bunny rabbits, and who doesn't like those? We see a picture of a kangaroo and we think Australia, Crocodile Dundee, and dingoes. Kangaroos and Australia go hand in hand, as they should. The kangaroo is actually the national symbol of Australia. Jill, Jack, and Joey. There are specific names for male and female kangaroos. A female is called a doe, flyer, or Jill, and a male is called a buck, boomer, or Jack. A group of kangaroos is called a mob, a herd, or a troop, and a baby kangaroo is called a joey. What many people might not know is that joeys are at risk. Once orphaned, they are helpless and stand very little chance of survival without constant care. One man decided that something needed to be done to save orphaned joeys. He started by saving one, and now he has a troop of approximately 30. He started the Kangaroo Sanctuary in Alice Springs and works towards educating people about kangaroos. Did you know that kangaroos, wallabies, and wallaroos belong to a group of animals called marsupials from the family Macropodiae, which means big feet? Marsupials are mammals that nurse and carry their young in pouches. An adult kangaroo can hop along at a speed of about 30 miles per hour, 48 kilometers per hour, and the larger ones can cover over 15 feet, that's 7 meters, in each hop. Because of the size of their feet, they are unable to walk in the usual way and have to use their strong tails and tiny forelimbs for support when moving slowly. It's called crawl walking. Chris Brolger Barnes. It's been over 10 years since Chris Brolger Barnes rescued his first joey. He pulled the helpless joey out of its dead mother's pouch and took it home with him. At the time, he was living in the outback in a tin shack with no power, toilet, or shower. It's safe to say that his living conditions were pretty rough. The Jill had been killed by a vehicle and left on the side of the road. The joey was small and vulnerable, and Brolger thought, I'm going to have to keep this. He didn't know what he was going to do, but he knew he had to do something to help this small animal. That was the experience that changed his life and set him on the trail to start the Kangaroo Sanctuary. What many of us don't realize is that when it's born, a baby kangaroo can be anywhere from the size of a grain of rice to the size of a lima bean, 5 to 25 millimeters. They are completely dependent on their mother and the safety of her pouch. Most joeys don't leave their mother's pouch for good until they are between 8 and 12 months old. Saving a joey meant that Brolger had to find a way to mimic a mother kangaroo, and that meant creating a pouch and feeding it milk. Educating people. Brolger was successful in raising the joey and started to help more of the babies. After hearing how successful he was at nursing orphan joeys back to health, strangers started bringing him orphans that had lost their mothers. Brolger expanded his operation and created the Kangaroo Sanctuary. He figured that if he could save joeys, then he could teach other people to do it as well. Today, Brolger is an educator teaching people about kangaroos and what they can do to help. He's even planning on building a wildlife hospital. Brolger is making a difference and devoting his life to protecting joeys in the Australian outback. Some people keep kangaroos as pets. Some even let them in the house and dress them up in t-shirts. Find some facts about keeping kangaroos domestically and decide what you think. Is it cute or cruel? Argue your case. Language bank. To go hand in hand. Orphaned. Constant, sanctuary, pouch, outback, vulnerable, dependent, to mimic, to devote. Reflect and connect. 1. Debate on the issue of keeping kangaroos as pets. You'll need to do some research and form an opinion based on what you find. 2. In your diary, think of ways that one person can make a difference. Give examples. 3. Do some research on the Australian outback and the wildlife that can be found there. 4. Find out more about Chris Brolger Barnes and do a presentation on his life and work. Want to find out more? Watch the documentary series Kangaroo Dundee.